USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. One member of the Congressional January 6th committee says Republicans are running a three-card Monte in regards to investigating Donald Trump.
You can't get him for impeachment because he's already left office, but you can't get him for criminal law because he once was president.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the GOP is using a double standard in their objection to prosecuting the former president for his alleged role leading up to the events of January 6, 2021. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr says he talked with Trump about the 2020 presidential election results.
I told him in no uncertain terms that there was no evidence of fraud that would have changed the outcome.
Barr on CBS's Face the Nation, but Trump Attorney John Lauro told CNN State of the Union that Trump didn't direct former Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election.
Asking is aspirational. Asking is not action. It's core free speech.
However, Pence said he was asked to overturn the election, quote, I had no right to overturn the election. Pence was also asked on CNN if he'd take the stand against his former boss.
I have no plans to testify, but people can be confident. We'll obey the law. We'll respond to the call of the law if it comes, and we'll just tell the truth.
President Biden is hitting the road this week. He's expected to tout his economic policies in Arizona while also traveling to New Mexico and Utah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll remove all but one part of his judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu told Bloomberg that he wants to get a consensus on changing the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee, what many consider the most controversial part of his reform package. It took penalty kicks to decide, as Sweden on Sunday ended USA's quest for a third straight World Cup championship. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
And a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yeah. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
LSU is taking on LSU, but instead of a playing field, it could be taking place in a courtroom. Louisiana College began using its trade name, Louisiana Christian University, and its LSU initials in November 2021. The president of Lubbock Christian University in Texas told Louisiana Christian's president that its use of the LSU acronym encroaches on Lubbock Christian's trademark protected property. Forget Shark Week. This is the summer of the snake.
Snake bites during the summer are increasing in the U.S., as revealed by an Emory University study led by researcher Noah Skvornik.
We want to do a better job of being able to predict or project who may be bitten and when and where, and how we can try to avoid that.
The research indicates a notable rise in the chances of snake bites with higher daily temperatures. Among venomous creatures, snakes exhibit a stronger correlation between temperature and bite frequency. I'm John Schaefer.
It's also the summer of Barbie, as it's tops for a third straight weekend. The Greta Gerwig film, based on the iconic doll, brought in another $53 million at the box office domestically. That brings its total in North America to more than $450 million, and it crossed the billion-dollar threshold this weekend globally. Meg 2, The Trench, earned $30 million in its debut weekend. It comes in second place, while Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer slips to third with $28.7 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes, like the Project Source Commander Tote, just $11.98, was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.